Sensory overload. Family gathers in remembrance of loved ones in cemeteries or ashes spread on the wind. Their remains stacked in cardboard boxes, photo albums, traits passed on to the next generation. Some claim to converse with our dead. I've not heard from beyond. News of their death doesn't reduce me to quivering unless murder or negligence demands the blood of the lazy or callous. Awareness of death is carved upon me listening to elegies for grandparents, aunts, uncles. Yesterday I visited Granny, she's 91, talked about having her first cavity filled. Doubt she heard me. We nodded a lot. I don't fear my death. Whenever anesthetic overwhelms me, it feels as if I'll never awaken. I fear life sucked dry, plodding along day to day, a pacemaker for my once exuberant self. On empty streets, the only sign of life flickers behind living room curtains. Our TV fireplace fueled by cowboys and lions, a pigskin respite from daily disasters, pouring in through the air, kindling for our small talk. Focused on cleavage, pom-poms and stick arms, Botox smiles displace pain, razor cuts hid from public view. Disgusted, I've known the jolt of derailment off the track. You chug on, click and clack on the keyboard, saving megabyte legacies, hoping they'll not be erased. My words are lost among the clamoring masses, flashing neon sensory overload. Gluing together pieces of fragile eggshell ego requires more patience than tweezers. Enduring Thanksgiving dinner, grateful, father's college pep talk to his grandson diverts his attention from me.